Bill, and on behalf of the American Angus Association and Kansas Angus Association, I'd like to welcome you all to Kansas. It's great to see such a large crowd here in Wichita, and it's good to have the National Angus Conference and Tour come home to Kansas. We're in 1873. George Grant from Victoria, Kansas, was way ahead of his time, and some people that went to Kansas State University had a class with Dr. Dan Upson, a legendary anatomy and physiology professor. And he said to dehorn cows, the best way to do it was to use an Angus bull. And George Grant was ahead of his time, and he turned out in 1873 an Angus bull on a set of longhorn cows and knocked those horns right off. But more importantly, over the next couple of years, the real power of the Angus cow was identified, the maternal efficiency power of that cow that set the stage for the future. Over the next 100 years, there were some major changes to the beef industry in Kansas, from the cattle drives and the railroad to irrigation in Kansas, and which led to large-scale commercial cattle feeding in western Kansas. The last 30 years, we've seen a lot of change in this industry, from genetic tools like EPDs to branded beef programs, value-based marketing, to the tools we have today, the technology and DNA tools we have today. And I think over the next 10 years, we'll see even bigger changes than maybe we've seen in the last 100 or 30 years. And that's what we're going to talk about today. This is a quote that really caught my eye this past year in Beef Magazine, where they said, "Remember that efficiency only makes sense when we put dollar signs on inputs and outputs." And I saw that and I said, well, we're doing that with bioeconomic indexes. We're already doing that. But efficiency means different things depending on which segment of the industry that you're in. And it's our job as seed stock producers to identify and design cattle that will add value throughout that supply chain with our genetic tools. With the tools we have, there's no reason that maternal efficiency and terminal efficiency have to be mutually exclusive. And we'll talk about some of those tools today. New tool, Maternal Plus, which we started, which is a measure of efficiency for cows, measuring fertility and longevity. Our bioeconomic indexes, which we talked about, that put economic indicators on inputs versus outputs, dollar beef and dollar W. New feed efficiency tool for the feedlot called residual average daily gain. Our genomic enhanced EPDs, which really increase efficiency by allowing us to identify breed impacting genetics and saving us time. The world's largest branded beef program, Certified Angus Beef, and their new tool for commercial cattle called GeneMax, which helps identify commercial cattle that efficiently meet Certified Angus Beef goals. And with that, thanks everybody for coming. We'll get on with the program.